I thank God for this opportunity. It's my 11 years continuous preaching the Word of God, either in the U.S. and most likely in the Philippines. But I prepared my language in Tagalog, but it is not okay for here to speak my language, but rather to continue the English language. But I'm here in the U.S. for 14 years. I'm so embarrassed when I see an American, when we talk, when we speak with them. It's very hard, but by God's grace, in 14 years in the U.S., I am still putting these things to them. And I'm so glad that we are here to gather together to lift up His name. Welcome to all of you. Welcome 2018. And we will set aside the resolution for this year. It will make difference for us to put other things more than our resolution. Tonight, please stand and turn your Bible, if you could, Philippians 3:20. Follow your eyes as I read this. Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless His word. Let's pray. Father, we ask Your grace and mercy as we look forward Your desire. We ask Your power to be with us, and may the Lord be with us and speak to us, Lord, and teach us. May Your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we are talking about the teaching of the last days. Teaching of the last day is not easy, because when it comes to last days, there's no more for tomorrow. There's no more for next month, next year. But it's the last day. It is the last day. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are looking, we are waiting, and we are expecting the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad I was saved 1985, up to now, still stand in the Word of God. The teaching of the last day, people are scared about this. They don't want to hear this. They don't want this kind of teaching because it's too scary. Tonight, the wait time and the order of the event. We need to know the order of the event, how these things happen. So the great hope of the believers is the return of the Lord Jesus. It is the long-awaited children of God. This is the moment that we can rest. I'm not saying rest in peace. This is the rest and return home to our true heavenly home. 14 years in the U.S., I see a lot of people here move from one place to another. They are moving from one place to another because of their difficulty in their job. So there is no permanent address. There is no permanent address. But in heaven, there is. There is permanent address in heaven. And I am so glad one day we will see him face to face. But we need to look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many verses in the Bible. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Revelation 22, verse 20, he will testify these things. Say it, surely I come quickly. What the people of God said? Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I am confident. I have the assurance. And I firmly say it to all of you. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Matthew 25, verse 13, was therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour that Christ returned. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Christ returned. And is it a crowning day? What we sing today, it is a crowning day for us. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. From heaven descend the Lord Jesus Christ with a shout, with a voice. Listen to the trumpet. Listen to the trumpet. In Matthew 24:44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Maybe today, brother and sister in Christ. Or what if it were today? What if it were today? This is the place where we are waiting for. John 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a great promise. The Lord Jesus Christ waiting for us. In my language, if I speak my language heartily, it is good. But in English, it's hard. But the Lord is there, and we will be there. But the thing is, we need to be with him always. You need to be faithful. You need to remain, because if we not do our things to do to him, we will not be there. But the promise is the promise that God will be there. Jesus is coming again. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. What a glorious promise. The glorious body of Christ. One day we will be same for Him. We will be same for Him. Jesus is coming again in the twinkling of an eye. My question, are we ready? Are we ready to see Him face to face? Number one event is about the rapture. The rapture is number one event. It is not the tribulation. It should be the rapture. The rapture first. The rapture is the law awaited by the present believers. This can take place at any time. This can take place at any time. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13 up to verse 17. But I will not have you to be ignorant. You need to be wise. You need to be know. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which were asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. The word caught up here is the word rapture. Another translation is snatch away, catch away, caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we are the living Christian waiting for Him. So they are not only the one. We are part of that meet in the air. Thank God. That's a wonderful promise. And the last, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm turning 60 next March. And I don't know if God still wants me to stay. But I will claim this promise, so shall be with the Lord. Be with the Lord. It means to say, no more difficulty in our present generation. No more illnesses. No more problem. No more complaint. No more everyday complaint. No more problem. We will be with Him. We will be with Him. We will crown Him. Crown Him. While we are waiting, while we are expecting, where we are looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, these are the things that we need to do. before His coming. Don't quit the assembly. Brother and sister, wherever you are, whether you were in the Philippines, whether you were in Israel, whether where you are, don't quit. Most of the time, if I spend time in my home place, I see to it that I was in the church. So most of the time, our flight schedule always Friday, so that Saturday night at 11 p.m. in Manila, we were there. So the next day is Sunday. So most of the time, we travel for 1 hour. So 11 plus 1 is always is equal to 12 p.m. So how much time you sleep? So when you have scheduled to speak around 7, 8 a.m. in the morning, it is hard. No time to sleep. But you see, Hebrews 10, 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. God is very near. God is very near. As you see the day approaching, don't quit the assembly. As you see the day approaching, God rested on the seventh day. People are thinking they are obligated to go to church. No, we are not obligated to go to church. We are here because we love the Lord. Amen. Because we obey His word. We love the Lord because He is our Redeemer. He is our the healer, our provider. He is our comforter. That's why don't quit. You know what? People thinking these some of the things that happen. Why you don't go to church? Why? Maybe because your hobby is important than God's handiwork. What are those? So if you have a car, like car to Christ. If you have a pleasure to God's provision. If you have sports to God's grace. Or are you like Cain? Instead of Abel. Or are you like Lot? Instead of Abraham. There's so many. Why people don't go to church? Maybe your house is important than God's program. Maybe your honor is more important than God. Oh, this is the most common. Your excuses, a million of excuses, are selfish. Sunday is my only
There.
You know what? God is so good to me. Next month, I work in the company for 12 years. 12 years. God supply our needs. God supply my needs. He never missed every single blessing to us. But Pastor preached this morning, he is not perfect. I'm too. Not perfect. But we are so blessed. God, give grace. Sunday is my only chance. Only one chance is to relax, right? Oh, I'm tired. Sorry. Sorry, Lord. I cannot go to church. I need to relax. I work 6 days plus overtime. I need to relax. Or Sunday is my only visit for my relative. You know what? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away and become new. That's why New Year resolution, as I said, we need to set aside. All things are become new. So we are looking for that blessed hope. And we are looking for the Savior, Jesus Christ. But not forsaking the assembly, we have 52 weeks a year. So how many weeks now? This month, we have 2 weeks. So I pray that you will be here another 50 weeks. Amen? Amen. Why? Because it is important. When rapture comes, you need to be where? You never know when. But most probably, where? Because the rapture of a church, what? Anytime. Right? That's why, don't stop serving Him. You know, in the ministry, I remember one time in my home church in the Philippines, my first preaching at in the evening service, year 19, I forgot it's 2001 or my first preaching, oh boy, it's so hard. My lip can. My face is very red. I'm sweating. Oh boy. Lord, help me. And the people, they are relaxed and watching you. They're watching you. So me, I get my nervousness, you know. I get my nervousness always. Until now, I have that kind of attitude. But you know, I thank God. On that night, until now, up to now, I'm still stand before God. Because my prayer always, Lord, put me
behind you. Put me behind you so that they may see your glory. Not me. Your kingdom. Your glory. That's why don't stop serving. Serving Him. We have a lot of ministry in the church. And one of my embarrassments in the church that time, I don't want to be a part of the choir because my voice is not good. If you have a ministry, bear with me, either small or great, do it for the Lord. Not for this, not for them. It is for the glory. That's why looking unto Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Without Him, we can do nothing. That's why in the ministry, especially in the choir, there's no need being a professional. We are looking your able and what? Willing. Because if not, you have a good voice, good sound, everything is good, but you are always absent in the practice, right? It is good to be here and be part of what the Lord wants. So, don't stop serving Him. We are looking for the blessed hope. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Wow. Serving Him with gladness in our heart. That's why a lot of people saying to me, I always laugh and smile. You know, some American told me, you're crazy. Every time you speak, every time you talk, you smile. Why you smile and laugh without anything? I said to him, don't stop. You know, every time I was angry, my language is straight. You know what is straight? So sometimes I speak in the American and he's pointing me like this. So my emotion, my face is red. So what I need to do? I don't want to pinpoint him. Okay, you talk to me, and I'll give you the right answer. So, don't stop. Because all of this is not wasted. Number three, don't stop doing good. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all them who are of the household of faith. Thank God we have this kind of promise. Let us not be weary. Oh, I'm tired. Every now and then,
Especially my boss always give me
email, call, this delivery, open these things, a lot. Why not the other people? That's why my wife always asks me, you always say yes, you never say no, right? Every time they ask me, yes, do you understand what I'm telling to you? Yes. So, let us not be weary. If that is your ministry, do it. Because do it for the Lord. Don't stop reading the Bible. This is very common. Don't stop reading the Bible. But we have a new technology now. No need to read the Bible. Just read your iPhone, right? No need to read the Bible. My Bible, someone gave it to me. I think this one is almost 9 years now. I always read my Bible. But for now, we have a new technology. I said to my grandchildren, maybe I can buy iPhone 12. I always smile with my grandchildren. Daddy Rolly, why you need iPhone 8, iPhone 10? You are older now. You don't know how to use it. You know the Bible? Which do you prefer? If the cell phone is broken, you think you can read the Bible? No. The Bible still the Bible. But the cell phone, if that is broken, you need to buy another 1,000. Right? But the Bible is free. Right? Of course. Don't stop reading the Bible. Never stop reading the Bible. Never stop meditating the Word of God. Never stop praying. Never stop memorizing the Scripture of God. Thank God. Brother Don, doing this every Sunday. Meditating, memorizing. You know what? You need to grow. 2 Peter 3:18. But growing grace in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual song. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. It enriches our Christian life to make strong Christian. Or else, Peter 5 verse 8, be sober and be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Why? The Bible is so sure. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I thank God I'm here in Galilee. This coming March, 9 years. 9 years. God is faithful. Galilee Baptist Church. This coming Easter Sunday, do you know how many years now? Is there anyone knows here how many years? Mr. John? 75 years! So, it means to say, I'm 60 now. So, you mean to say another 15 years to be faithful in Galilee Baptist Church. Galilee Baptist Church still exists. The doctrine, the fundamental teaching is still here. People come and go. But the Bible is still here. That's why my favorite verse, Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail. Brother and sister in Christ, makes different now. When the Lord come, when rapture come, where are we? Are we ready to receive Him now? Are we ready to be faithful with Him? Galilee Baptist Church, 75 years, and you are be part of the local church here, because the foundation that God given to us is about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven. What is meant by conversation? Our citizen is there, right? Me, some of my friend told me, why you apply dual citizenship? I'm American. I'm also a Filipino. But I have another citizen. You know where? In heaven. That is the most. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.